dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy, and I'm with my beautiful wife, Candace, and we are co-pastors at A Glorious Church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and we are ready to bring the word. Are you ready for the word? Wherever you're at, driving your semi, working out in the fields, in the barn, in the office, whatever. Say hi, Candy.
Hello.
Hey. So anyway, we're going to start, and I've got a message that I really want to share with you, and it's about the plan and the place. And I'm going to start out with Jeremiah 29:11 in the Message Bible. God says this, I know what I'm doing. Isn't that interesting? I love that. I just love that, how it says it. I know what I'm doing. God does know what he's doing. I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and you want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed, and that's my decree. I'll turn things around for you. Man, that's awesome. So he's got it all planned out, and he knows what he's doing. We're not just sitting here on our own. And so I was thinking about this, and it was right before the Super Bowl not too long ago, and I remember as a former coach and a former player, when coaches would come in, we would always expect a game plan on how to win. What's the game plan? Especially if it was a team that you didn't know if you could beat, or you'd have to play your best to beat or have a game plan to beat. And I was thinking about the coaches' game plans going into this last Super Bowl. And I thought, what if Jesus showed up and appeared to us right now? What if God himself or Jesus or whoever, and he came and he said, and he came to your church, okay? So just picture you sitting at your church, and he walks in there, or he comes in, a poof of smoke, however he does it, and he says, and then he says, I've got something for you guys. Here is the plan at the end of time. Here it is. Here's the plan for the end of days. And I thought about that, and I thought how attentive we would be. I thought, would we be passing notes or looking at our watch or yawning, or would we be doing some of the things that we kind of do when we hear the word on Sunday? Would we let our mind drift? No, you would be going, this is it? This is it? You'd be on the edge of your seat. This is it? And so I'm thinking that, and then I'm just in my office, and I'm studying, and I'm reading, wham, right there in God's word, I read it. And I read it in a certain translation. It's the New Living Translation. So I'm sitting there drinking coffee, right? So just imagine me. If you don't know what I look like, just Google me, you know. So just imagine a guy, and he's drinking coffee. He's in his office, and he's studying the word, right? And I have this on my mind. And God knows this. He knows your heart. And so I start reading out of Ephesians 1, and I'm reading from Paul, and this is a letter from Paul. This is 1:1. Ephesians 1:1, I'm writing to God's holy people in Ephesus who are faithful followers of Christ Jesus. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. And I'm just drinking my coffee and reading on. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. And I thought Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. Even before we made the world, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. And I was like, thank you, Lord. I was just thanking him, you know. And God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. Verse 7. He's so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave us of our sins. And I was just thanking him for that. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. And then verse 9, it came. All right, here it comes. God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. And I started kind of perking up. Here's the plan. And then the very next verse, verse 10. Now, this is Ephesians 1, verse 10 in the New Living Translation. And it says this, and I'm reading it exactly like this. And this is the plan. And I, man, you want to talk about, I got so excited. And so here it is. And I said, here is the plan. So if God himself, Jesus, shows up in your church, this is what he would say. This is the plan. So everybody right now, wherever you're at, if you're on a tractor with headphones on, if you're in your car, if you're jogging on a treadmill, whatever, you might want to perk up right here because this is the plan. And then it says this, at the right time, and I believe this is the right time, at the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. He will bring everything at the right time. I believe this is the right time. Together. How? Under the authority of Christ. Everything. Heaven and earth. Under the authority is the plan. And I was reminded by the Holy Spirit, honey, of Matthew 16:19. Can you read that for me, please?
Okay. In Matthew 16:19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
So this means, because it's God's plan, he's given us authority, he's given us keys. That's what it just said. So you can speak the word and it'll bind wicked spirits. Is that right?
Right.
You can speak the word and loose angelic forces of God to work on your behalf. You've been given the power of attorney that enables you to use the mighty name of Jesus, a name that's above every other name, a name which will cause every knee to bow in heaven and in earth and under the earth. And so I'm sitting there thinking of all of this, and he says, this is the plan. I'm going to bring everything together. I'm going to bring Christ. I'm going to bring the body. I'm going to bring heaven. I'm going to bring earth. And it's all going to come together under the authority. And then I remember, I have given you the keys and all of hell and all of this. So everything you bind. And so all of this is going on in my mind. And then I read Matthew 16:19 in the Message. This is the plan. And that's not all. This is what it says. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open any and every door. Isn't that awesome? If you want to open a door, you have the key. You have the key.
Right.
Not God open it for you. We pray for God to open doors.
Right.
No, I've given you the keys. Mm-hmm. And you want a door to be locked up? Lock it up. You have the key.
Right.
See, the authority has been given. We have it. The keys are in our hands.
Right.
We're asking God to use these keys. You use the keys. You lock that up. You open that up. And so now watch this. It gets really good. This is the message, Matthew 16 through 19. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open any and every door. Now here it comes. No more barriers between heaven and earth. And earth and heaven. Now, interesting. Where are the barriers? It says it right here. Between heaven and earth. The barriers are not here on earth. The barriers are not there. They're between.
Mm-hmm.
When man fell, when Adam fell, Satan got rule of this land. He got rule of this earth. Mm-hmm. But Jesus came and he became the second Adam. And he got us redemption. And when we're born again, we are raised with Christ far above.
Right.
Guess what? Far above. Everybody's always, you might be saying, oh, all far above all principalities and powers. Let me rephrase it for you now that we just read this. Far above all the barriers. Now, mm-hmm. we are above the barriers. There are barriers. There are roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, I have a plan, and the plan is authority.
Right.
That's the plan.
Yes.
That's it. The plan is authority. So people, where do we use our authority from? From the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
When he was raised, we were raised.
Mm-hmm.
When he was made to sit at the right hand, where is this in the Bible? It's all in Ephesians. Paul talks about
it.
And we're far above all the barriers. So One time the Lord said to me, he said, location, location, location. And I was thought, so you want me to go into realty or something, you know, and start selling houses? And what he meant was location, the earth, location, the realm of the spiritual realm, you know, and then location far above at the right hand of the Father. And he said, if you operate from here, you're underneath the barriers. You're underneath their power. Right. And you're praying from there. And you're trying to use your authority from there. But you don't use your authority from there. Here's the plan, people. You use your authority from the right hand of the Father. So you have to do it by faith.
Right.
It's something you can't just, I mean, you didn't see God when you got born again, and you don't see anything, but it's by faith, and that's how you please God. So the Bible says that he was raised, I was raised, far above all these barriers. Now, people out there, there are barriers that are controlling your life. There are strongholds over your marriages. There are strongholds over your children or you, addictions and things that are happening. And here's the plan. You don't have to live that way. I've given you the keys to lock it up or unlock it or whatever you need to do. And there are barriers that are keeping this from you. Some of you are praying and those barriers aren't moving. But if you operate under authority, because that's the plan at the right time. He said, at the right time, I have the plan. And we are the body of Christ. We are the anointed one. And we're to use our authority from the right hand of the Father. And it goes on to say this in that verse. And when you use your authority, a yes on earth is a yes in heaven, and a no on earth is a no in heaven. And I got up out of my chair and I said, I say yes from the right hand of the Father. I say yes to health. I say yes to feeling good. I say yes to no pain. I say yes to wealth and debt free and unlimited giving. I say yes to blessings. I say yes to a blessed marriage and family and relationships. I say yes to his promises. I say yes to peace in my home and yes to joy in my heart. I say yes to hearing his voice more and being led by his Spirit. I say yes by being used mightily to carry out his plan under his authority. I say yes. Thank you so much. And tune in tomorrow, because we're going to continue this plan that God has at the right time. And you're living in this time, so you need to know this plan. We are pastors of a glorious church fellowship, and we have services at Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. We'd love for you to join us. And Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our phone number is 918-371-4589. If you want to just get more information, get a hold of agloriouschurch.net or billybrim.org. aglorioschurch.net or billybrim.org. We are so thankful for all the partners that give into this to make this happen. We love you so much. God bless you. Shalom.